It's your first stop today in Florence. You're here in Huntsville. Just talk about getting a chance to be on the caravan.
Oh, I'm having a great time with my man Swinky, meeting the fans, enjoying ourselves, man. It's good to see the fans face to face and sign some autographs and just to be a part of, the whole the fan group, loving the Tennessee Titans, man. That's what it's all about.
Just talk about, you get ready now for your second year. Just talk about making the big steps, that big leap from that first year to second year.
Just finally being able to see things again, and it's coming a little bit slower as opposed to last year. It's all coming fast, full speed at you. Made a couple mistakes last year. You learn from those mistakes, and you can move forward knowing what you learned in the past and, just continuing to learn and grow as a player.
You have a new head coach, Ken Wisenhunt, coming in. What have you thought of him so far?
He's a great coach. I think what he's doing in terms of implementing the offense and being behind the defense on everything is great. Definitely telling everybody to work hard. And, we're starting fast, and that's what it's all about, starting fast. And, just getting used to the offense, the calls and the terminology and everything. And everything's going to be fine.
How much have you guys been able to learn in the your short little time?
Oh, they packed it in a lot. We had 3 mini camps before phase 2 of the OTAs started, and it's been pretty good. I'm definitely appreciate the mini camps. I'm pretty sure everybody else on the team did too. We had a chance to go over the tempo of the offense and get familiar with the calls and everything, and I think that's definitely going to help us and improve as a team over the course of the season.
After you got done with your first year, what was that biggest change from the college game to that pro game besides the speed?
Besides the speed, I keep saying speed. Probably just technique. I don't think in the NFL you can get away with strength alone or speed alone. You have to use technique. Hands inside all the time, if you can do it all the time, and definitely using your eyes and knowing what your assignment is. That'll take you far in this game. It's a different game than college. So, the better technician you are, the better football player you'll be.
You guys took another offensive lineman in the first round of the draft this weekend.
Right.
Have you got a chance to talk to LaJuan? And how are you excited to have just add more beef up front?
I'm always good with another offensive lineman. Can't go wrong with another lineman. I got a chance to speak to him a little bit when he had his tour here for the Tennessee Titans before he got drafted. But haven't really got a chance to speak with him for a long period of time, but he comes off as a good guy. I'm excited to see what he brings to the table, and just excited for the future.
So with him coming in and the offseason addition of Michael Orr, do you see big things for that offensive line this season?
Definitely. I feel like the sky's the limit for us. We have a new offensive line coach now, Bob Ustad, and he's been doing a lot of great things in terms of going over technique constantly over and over again, and repetition is the key to success. So I feel like with the additions that we have, that we'll be successful.
How important is it for you guys to keep Jake upright this year?
Oh, very important. That's always the main thing you want to do as an offensive lineman, is to keep the quarterback clean. We're going to do that to the best of our ability. We all just have to work together as one unit and on the offense, and that's where success comes from.
You're removed from walking across the stage as a first-round pick. Were you watching first round?
Oh, definitely. I was watching it to see some of my Alabama buddies walk across the stage, as well as the Titans' first pick. It was exciting. Didn't know what to expect, and that's the draft for you.
Do you get a chuckle out of watching that draft and seeing Coach Saban up there hugging and the players coming out on the first round and just knowing the type of guy that he is?
I've been watching the draft for a long time. Had the opportunity to see Coach Saban on the stage before I got drafted. I got a chance to be with him when I got drafted, and I got a chance to see him after I got drafted, and I'll probably see him next year too. So, it's just a good feeling to have your coach there on a special moment in your life, and he's a good man and a good coach too.
We see him smile like that, and we don't get to see that lighter side. Is that one of the lighter sides of him, on the stage on draft night?
He's going through – He actually has a chance to see us, go through all the hard work and the pain, sweat, blood, and tears that we go through in college. So, for him to see us get drafted is like a parent, just like our parents seeing us get drafted. So, of course he's going to be happy for us.
y'all do get another SEC quarterback in Tennessee, Mettenberger. Do you know him at all? And have you talked to him since he got picked and he's coming to Tennessee?
You know, I haven't had a chance to really speak with him. I think I met him, like, formally met him today. Seems like a good guy. You know, actually, I've had a chance to see him play over the course of the years we played against each other. But, you know, I'm pretty sure I have a chance to meet him, talk to him over the course of the time we're in OTAs and training camp. So, excited about that.
As far as the double dip fans you had today, some Alabama, some Titans,
right,
and then some Titans fans from other schools. Like, did you have fun talking with some fans of some other schools as well as seeing some Alabama?
Oh, of course. You know, it's just a beauty to be in a situation where Alabama fans and Tennessee Titans fans come together. You know, I'm just again blessed and grateful to be, you know, in this southern area where, you know, I can share both of the fans together. It's just a blessing, and a great opportunity to be in. You know, I'm lucky to have both Alabama and Tennessee Titans fans.